Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everyday Trauma by Tracy Shores, PhD, is a popular neuroscience book about how stress, anxiety, and painful memories become embedded in the brain and continue to shape daily experience. Shores, a Rutgers neuroscientist known for work in behavioral and systems neuroscience, writes for general readers rather than specialists. Not only as the result of catastrophic events, but also as the cumulative effect of repeated stressful experiences that are remembered, rehearsed, and emotionally reactivated. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical, to show how memory, rumination, sex differences, and brain plasticity interact, and to present a structured method for improving resilience. The central intervention discussed is MAP training, a combination of meditation and aerobic exercise supported by Shore's research interests. The book belongs to the science-based self-help category, but its distinctive feature is that it frames recovery through mechanisms of learning, memory, and brain fitness rather than through advice alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trauma is presented as both acute injury and cumulative everyday stress. A defining feature of everyday trauma is its broad treatment of trauma. Shores does not restrict the term to war, assault, disaster, or other extreme events, although such experiences remain within the scope of the book. She also examines how smaller stressful events can accumulate and become psychologically consequential when they are repeatedly encoded and reactivated. This framing matters because it connects severe trauma with ordinary stress without claiming that all experiences are identical in intensity or harm. The key idea is that the brain records emotionally charged events in ways that can make them difficult to leave behind. A painful memory may not remain a simple record of the past. When recalled often, it can become part of present experience, influencing attention, emotion, bodily stress responses, and future expectations. This approach helps readers understand why people may continue to suffer even when the external threat has ended. It also explains why recovery requires more than deciding to forget. The problem is not weak, but a brain system built to learn from danger. Shores uses this premise to argue that healing involves changing how the brain relates to memory, stress, and repeated mental rehearsal. Secondly, rumination links memory, anxiety, and the persistence of distress. The book gives special attention to rumination, the tendency to return again and again to painful thoughts and memories. Shores treats rumination as more than a bad mental habit. It is a process that can strengthen the emotional presence of traumatic memory, because each return to the memory can reactivate associated feelings and bodily states. This helps explain how a past event can continue to generate anxiety, depression, or stress long after it occurred. The brain is designed to form narratives and to use memory to predict danger, but that same capacity can become costly when negative memories dominate attention. Rumination also makes trauma self. Extending the memory is not only recalled, but becomes part of new experiences, shaping sleep, concentration, relationships, and the interpretation of ambiguous situations. By focusing on this mechanism, Shores avoids presenting trauma as a static wound. Instead, she describes it as an interaction between memory systems and ongoing thought patterns. This gives the book a practical direction, because reducing the power of rumination becomes one route to reducing the influence of painful memories without denying that they happened. Thirdly, the book emphasizes why women may face heightened vulnerability to trauma effects. A major emphasis in everyday trauma is the relationship between trauma, stress, and sex differences, especially the greater vulnerability of women to post-traumatic stress symptoms reported in mental health research. Shores discusses this issue through neuroscience rather than through culture alone. Although social context is clearly relevant to real exposure and recovery, the point is not that women are universally fragile or that men are unaffected by trauma. Rather, the book examines why biological stress responses, memory processes, hormonal factors, and patterns of rumination may interact in ways that place women at increased risk for persistent anxiety, depression, or PTSD after stressful events. This focus gives the book a more specific identity than many general trauma guides. It also broadens the meaning of brain fitness by showing that resilience cannot be discussed as if all brains encounter stress under identical conditions. The value of this section lies in connecting population-level risk with individual experience. Readers are encouraged to see trauma symptoms as understandable outcomes of brain and body systems under pressure, not as personal defects. At the same time, the book keeps the discussion accessible and avoids turning sex differences into a deterministic explanation. Fourthly, MAP training combines meditation and aerobic exercise as a brain fitness practice. The practical center of the book is MAP training, a program that combines mental and physical activity. MAP refers to meditation and aerobic exercise, and Shores presents the combination as important rather than treating the two practices as interchangeable wellness habits. The structure commonly associated with the program includes a brief self-assessment, meditation practice that may include seated and walking components, and a period of aerobic exercise. The reasoning is that meditation can help regulate attention and reduce the hold of repetitive thoughts, while aerobic exercise supports brain health, mood regulation, and stress adaptation. Together, they are proposed as a way to train the brain to respond differently to painful memories and future stress. This is one of the most concrete elements of everyday trauma because it moves from explanation to routine. The book does not depend on a purely verbal model of insight, nor does it present exercise as a simple cure. Instead, it frames repeated practice as a form of neuroplastic training. The appeal is that the intervention is low technology and self-directed, although it still requires time, consistency, and realistic expectations. Lastly, scientific explanation is balanced with practical limits and reader responsibility. Everyday trauma stands between neuroscience education and self-help, and that position creates both strengths and limits. Its strength is that it gives readers a clear framework for understanding why painful memories persist and why practices such as meditation and exercise might influence emotional life. Shores translates complex material about memory, stress, and brain plasticity into language that can be used by non-specialists. This can reduce shame because symptoms are explained as patterns in brain and body systems rather than as failures of character. At the same time, the book is not a substitute for clinical treatment, especially for severe PTSD, ongoing danger, suicidality, addiction, or major depression. Its structured program may be useful for many readers, but not every person has equal access to safe exercise, quiet time, or the stability needed for consistent practice. The most responsible reading is to treat the book as a science-informed guide to resilience and self-regulation, not as a universal cure. Its contribution is strongest when paired with appropriate professional care where needed and with a realistic understanding of trauma severity. In conclusion, Everyday Trauma is best suited for readers who want a neuroscience-based explanation of why painful memories, stress, and anxiety can remain active in everyday life. It will be especially relevant to people interested in the connection between rumination and trauma, readers seeking non-technical science writing, and those curious about meditation and exercise as structured mental health practices. Women may find particular value in the attention Shores gives to sex differences and vulnerability to PTSD, though the broader discussion applies to many readers regardless of gender. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how memory and repeated thought can maintain distress, along with a defined routine for training attention and supporting brain health. The intellectual benefit is that the book links trauma to learning, memory, and plasticity rather than treating it only as an emotional or motivational problem. Compared with many trauma books, it stands out because its central tool is not only talk, insight, or lifestyle advice, but a combined brain fitness model based on meditation plus aerobic exercise. It is also more focused on everyday accumulation of stress than books limited to catastrophic trauma. Readers should approach it as a useful, science-informed resource, not as a replacement for therapy or medical care when symptoms are severe. If you would like to support Tracy Shores PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.